This is Akashvani. In the program Insights, now we bring you a special report on Prasar Bharati's OTT platform Waves. The report is prepared by Akashvani correspondent Deeksha Saxena.
Waves, the OTT platform of Prasar Bharati, was launched on 20th November at the opening ceremony of the ongoing 55th International Film Festival of India, IFFI, in Goa. Unlike other over-the-top platforms, Waves will be a multi-service provider. It will be a mix of classic content and contemporary programming. One of the unique features of Waves is it offers news, documentaries, and regional content, reinforcing its commitment to inclusivity and diversity. To know more about the special features of Waves, let's listen in to a report from our correspondent Om Vesh Upadhyay, who is in Goa covering the International Film Festival.
History was made yesterday when Prasar Bharati unveiled its much-anticipated OTT platform, Waves. A wave of excitement swept across the nation as the launch opened doors to a new era of infotainment. Waves is being celebrated not just as a platform, but as a revolution in digital content consumption. What's creating buzz is its unparalleled diversity, offering programs in over 12 languages from Hindi, English and Bengali to Tamil, Gujarati, Punjabi and Assamese. This is being hailed as a unifying bridge, bringing regional content to the forefront for audiences across India and beyond. Another highlight is its versatility. Waves is not just about video streaming. It integrates multiple genres of infotainment with free-to-play gaming, live streaming, and live TV. So listeners, you can imagine how having entertainment, education, and e-commerce all in one place looks like. Yes, Waves goes beyond content. It creates an ONDC-supported e-commerce platform combining online shopping with video-on-demand services. Here in Panji, there is a buzz about Waves OTT in every cinephile's mind. Wave ensures affordability, accessibility, and inclusivity, meeting the needs of both traditional and modern audiences. So whether you are tuning in for timeless radio streams, exploring regional cinema, or indulging in live shopping, Waves is here to redefine the way India entertains itself. Waves is not just an OTT platform, it's the future of infotainment. Have you downloaded Waves OTT yet?
Let's listen in to what Chairman Prasar Bharati, Navneet Sehgal, as he spoke to our correspondent on the uniqueness and the need to launch the OTT platform.
Yesterday we saw the launch of Waves OTT platform of Prasar Bharati. First question that comes to the mind of a lot of people is that how different or how unique or a better platform Waves is in comparison to other OTT platforms that are in the market?
See, there has been a lot of demand from the audience, from the industry, that the current OTT platforms are not providing healthy and family entertainment. So, Prasar Bharati has launched this OTT platform called Waves, basically with an idea to not only give clean and family entertainment to all the citizens of the country and globally. Side by side, we are providing them information. Information means, for the first time, we are bringing news channels on OTT platform. We are bringing games for children on the OTT platform, sports on the OTT platform, and also easy shopping, your facilities on the online shopping facilities on this platform. So overall, this is a unique platform and this gels with the commitment of Prasar Bharati to inform the citizens not only about the current affairs, about what is happening around them, also to keep them entertained.
Indeed, sir, you mentioned that it would be a one-stop solution for all the users. What special or new shows will be there on Waves OTT for all the viewers?
One of the important things is that we have put all the archives, the serials or the programs that we have grown up with, they're all there on the OTT platform. People used to search for them and they're all there. And I would request the audience to download that OTT platform and see for themselves the serials which we have grown up with on the Doordarshan, they're all there. And simultaneously, we have tried to bring innovation in the sense there is a facility of app in app. There are other apps also on this platform where you can go across and access them, which normally is difficult. So it's a comprehensive entertainment solution that we have tried to put in.
If you talk about the regional cinema, because around 12 languages will be there in which users can watch the content, how significant step this is for regional cinema, regional content?
You see, as a national broadcaster, it is our duty to bring about the regional languages, the culture, the local culture, our India's culture, India's cultural heritage, history to people. And that is why all these regional languages are there. And we have programs, we have archives, we have new programs also in all the regional languages on the same platform.
Our correspondent also spoke to CEO Prasar Bharati, Gaurav Dwivedi, on the vision behind launching Waves.
What is the vision behind Waves OTT?
See, over the years, as technology has evolved, audiences have chosen platforms and mediums of their liking and their convenience to consume content. We had medium wave radio, then we had FM radio, we had television, then subsequently we had multiple channels and satellite television. And in recent years, digital has become one of the very rapidly growing media where people are consuming content. So as the public service broadcaster, it is necessary for us to be present on all the platforms where the audiences are consuming content. And that is why Doordarshan and Akashvani have come together to create this Waves platform, where using the digital streaming mode and a mix of both live programming as well as on-demand content, we will be able to present our voices to the audiences.
So on users' behalf, I would like to ask you, that will there be a subscription model, how the revenue generation will work?
So as the public service broadcaster, it is necessary for us to make as low an entry barrier as possible for the audiences. For the digital audience, all that they need is a mobile device in their hands, and most of the content on OTT, on Waves, will be available to the audiences free of charge. We will be, of course, doing a lot of original programming and also pulling out programs from our archives. But there would be also distribution and syndication arrangements with a large number of private partners. And for that content, some of that content may be available on a payment basis also, and those details will be available on our website very shortly.
And so that brings me to my next question, that will there be all the content original, or there will be a partnership also for content creation?
See, Akashvani and Doordarshan have always worked together with the industry. Many of the programs were produced in-house, and an equally large number of programs were also produced by outside partners who presented their programs. So the similar approach will be followed here as well. There will be original programming mixed with private partners.
Sir, it would be too early to ask, but I would want to know from you that is Waves also planning to go international and compete with other OTT platforms?
See, our primary role and our primary responsibility is to the Indian audiences as the public service broadcaster. Anybody who is an Indian is an audience for us. And by an extension in a global world, anybody who is interested in India is also an audience for us. The global digital mediums make it very easy for us to reach out to audiences beyond our borders as well. And as a digital platform, the OTT will be available globally. And we already have people logging in from multiple countries to try and test out the content that we have produced for them.
IFFI director Shekhar Kapoor also expressed his views about the new OTT platform.
Prasar Bharati, it's one of the biggest, it still has the biggest reach. Doordarshan is the biggest reach in India, and it's unfortunate that in the middle they stopped creating new software. So now they have a huge plan to create new software, and I wish them all the luck.
Waves will promote new talent. It is working with creators and partnering with film institutions such as Film and Television Institute of India, FTII, and Annapurna College. This collaboration helps showcase the work of young students, giving them a platform to gain exposure and recognition. We also spoke to Murtaza Ali Khan, film critic and historian, on how this platform will give a boost to the regional content. Murtaza, could you first elaborate what exactly Waves is and how is it going to create ripples in the OTT platform market?
See, the way I look at it, it's going to be the real game changer as far as the entertainment space is concerned. And it's really, you know, a beautiful way of bringing some of the amazing archive content. You know, we all have grown up watching some of those classic shows on Doordarshan. So we'll have that. And it's also going to be a very new age sort of an OTT wherein we'll have live streaming options. We'll have new age content available. We'll have access to archives across different languages. So we'll have sports, we'll have entertainment, we'll have educational content. So it's really an amazing mix. And at the end of the day, clean entertainment which the entire family can enjoy together.
Murtaza, also, since you spoke about different languages, how is Waves going to give a boost to the regional content which has not reached the population across India? So how is this platform going to boost the regional content market and create new opportunities for the aspiring actors and professionals in this industry?
The tagline is family entertainment ki nayi lehar, and it is indeed so. And when I'm talking about family entertainment, we are talking about 12 different languages, you know, which includes Hindi, English, Marathi, Tamil, Assamese. So we are talking about a multilingual platform. And you have to understand that, you know, OTT that we have right now, you know, they don't have this kind of penetration in the regional space. They are limited to, you know, few regional languages, but, you know, with Prasar Bharati's network, it's really huge. They really have great following, you know, in very far and nook corners of the country. So that way, now they are bringing this amazing multilingual platform. So you have to understand the penetration. I feel, you know, the way I look at it, now we are talking about an OTT revolution, which is going to really make things truly democratic.
What are the special features which will attract international audience to this new OTT platform?
Yeah, I feel that, you know, it's the window to Indian culture, the way I look at it. Anybody, you know, who comes to India, they always are on the lookout for something which is truly Indian. And these days, it's really difficult to, you know, to make your picks. But with an app like this at your disposal, you can just simply go there and, you know, segregate category-wise, genre-wise, regional-wise. And, you know, you have everything right at your fingertips. And it's really an amazing window. See, somebody wants to see India in the 90s, they can always access the archival content. They can watch a Malgudi Days, they can even watch a Hum Log, they can watch a Shaktiman, they can watch anything, you know, and it's really a window to India, and it's also a sort of a time machine, you know, a sort of a time capsule. So you can also go back in time. At the same time, they are also offering some very cutting edge new options. Like, for example, some very important new age content is also available from award winners, you know. And then at the same time, we also have access to the Cricket League, the US Cricket League. So that way, I think it's really an amazing mix. Right now, I really don't think that there is an equivalent OTT competitor. So it really has, you know, this amazing edge. And of course, you know, it's really the place to understand indigenous market and across decades. So because Prasar Bharati has this amazing archival now, which is available to you through this app, you can access, go back into time. At the same time, you can also enjoy the new age content.
Thank you so much, Murtaza, for throwing light on all the aspects of Waves.
Thank you so much for having me.
Other ministries and states will join hands with Prasar Bharati to contribute content such as docudramas, dramatized or fictionized shows, reality shows with entertainment value as an effective vehicle for meaningful messages. The Ministry of External Affairs, Ministry of Finance, IGNCA, Ministry of Culture and India Post have also contributed informative and entertaining programs to Waves.
You were listening to a special report on Prasar Bharati's OTT platform Waves. The report was prepared by Akashwani correspondent Deeksha Saxena. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashwani. You can listen to it on our mobile app News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com. or WhatsApp on 9289094044.